morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Breaux, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We start off this morning with music from Milton Campbell, better known as Little Milton, whose career started as a guitarist in Willie Love's band back in Jackson, Mississippi in 1951. Here he is from 1965 with a number that he took to the top of the R&B charts that May. And it's one of several really positive blues songs that he recorded right about that time. Little Milton with a number for us called Winning Hand.
Every kiss won't feel as strong. Every thrill won't last as long. Oh, baby, no, no, no. There'll be times you'll have doubt. Once in a while, but we'll hold out. But with love, eyes in the hole, and faith strong in our soul, nothing can upset our plan, baby, 'cause we've got the winning hand. Every day won't be as bright. Oh, baby. Oh, no.
Baby.
Every night won't bring moonlight. Oh, baby. Oh, no. There'll be times you'll say goodbye. Once in a while. Every squeeze won't feel as tight, no baby, oh
baby.
Every chill, no it won't be a thrill, oh baby,
oh baby.
Every tear won't bring sadness, and every smile won't be.
Have you ever loved a woman so much you tremble in pain? Yes, have you ever loved a woman so much you tremble in pain? Yes, you just love that woman.
from 1961. That was Freddie King, Texas blues man Freddie King, with Have You Ever Loved a Woman? This was the A-side of a single that whose B-side was Freddie King's cover of You Gotta Love Her With a Feeling, an old Tampa Red tune. That one, the B-side, broke the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 61. Eric Clapton would, this one, Eric Clapton would cover. Clapton was a bit of a fan of Freddie King. Before we heard Freddie King, we heard Little Milton from 1965 doing We've Got the Winning Hand, again, a number that he took to the number one slot on the R&B charts that year. Music next here on KRVS from Miss Freddie, hailing from West Virginia, from her disc Lady of the Blues that came out about 3 years ago, 4 years ago now. Here's Miss Freddie with a number called Use the Back Door.
mamas too. Yes, you're running around bragging what your man can do. He say he makes plenty of money and he spends it all on you. But if he keeps that up, he's gonna be in the soup line too. Depression blues. No, I hate the depression. Mama fried it hard. The reason why she did it, baby, he couldn't steal no law. These depression blues. Oh, I hate these depression blues. Oh, people, I hate these depression blues.
Sugar Ray Rayford here on KRVS from his disc Dangerous. This came out in 2013. That, of course, a number called Depression Blues. Sugar Ray, a former Marine, originally from East Texas, ended up out on the West Coast. Has been on a number of vocalist on a number of the Manish Boys albums in recent years. He had with him on lead guitar on that track, Kid Anderson. Before we heard Sugar Ray Rayford here on KRVS, we heard Miss Freddy from her disc Lady of the Blues. That came out in 2017. She did a number for us called Use the Back Door. Music next from the Holmes Brothers. They were an interesting trio that hailed from Christchurch, Virginia. They had some really good harmony vocals, sang with a gospel intensity, and had some interesting lyrics in a lot of their songs. We're going to listen to them from a disc that came out back in 2013 called Brotherhood. Unfortunately, in 2015, Popsy Dixon and Wendell Holmes both passed away. But here they are in good form on this disc doing a number called Driving in the Driving Rain.
Driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing. I'm driving in the driving rain. Gonna run this road till I'm in your arms, yeah. Loving you was so insane. Push me away, pull me back again. I'm driving in the driving rain. Can't see the road. I can't see the light. Wind is howling, holding the wheel so tight. Rivers rising every turn. Good old woman, my love for you still burns. I'm driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing. I'm driving in the driving rain. Run this road
Waiter, cause you know I got a whole lot on my mind. I'm going back to Louisiana to that girl I left behind. But you know I've been to Memphis, baby. I've been to Kansas City too. Never met a woman that could love me like. She knocked me out the way she looked me in the eye. I'm going back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. All right. She used to live in Shreveport, but then she moved. Bet you 10-1 she gone to Baton Rouge. I'm gonna look her up if you know what I mean. If I have to go as far as New Orleans, been fine talking to you, but you know that I got to find my. We'll be right back. dancing moon. Bet you 10 to 1 while she gone to Baton Rouge. I'm gonna look her up if you know what I mean. I have to go as far as New Orleans. It's been fine talking to you, but you know that I gotta find my baby. I wanna move on down the line. Back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind. Oh, I'm going back to Louisiana, to that girl I left behind.
Delbert McClinton from a 1989 release. The album is called Live from Austin, recorded live at Austin City Limits. Back to Louisiana. Delbert McClinton was born in Lubbock, came of age in Fort Worth, ended up in working in a bar band that backed up people like Howling Wolf, Lightning Hopkins, Jimmy Reed, Sonny Boy Williamson. He's been around and also performed in a number of different genres. He does have a blues Grammy under his belt. That was back in 2006. He was preceded here on KRVS by the Holmes Brothers. We heard them from the disc Brotherhood. Again, that one came out in 2013. They did a number four is called Driving in the Driving Rain. We're going to return to Austin shortly, but let's take a trip up to Chicago and listen to the Muddy Waters Band, recorded back in November of 1958, Muddy, along with James Cotton on blues harp, Otis Spann on piano, Pat Hare on guitar, and Willie Dixon bass, Francis Clay on drums. The Muddy Waters Band here on KRVS.
Satisfied. my own boogie woogie, just like I tell you. Now when I tell the holy self, want to strap it to holy self, don't you move it. And when I tell you to get it, won't you try your best to get it? Get ready to hold yourself. Stop. Now get it. I want y'all forget your nose, but the pine top of boogie woogie do it like I tell you. I want to tell the whole self this time, won't try but the whole self, don't you move a peg. I want to tell you to get it, want all y'all to boogie woogie. You're gonna hold yourself. Stop. Now get it. That's what I'm talking about. Don't break. All right, shake it, but don't break. Boogie-woogie, do it like I tell you. Now, when I tell you to hold yourself this time, I want to try to hold yourself, don't you move a peg. And when I tell you to get it, what on y'all the boogie-woogie? You're in the hole yourself. Stop. Now, get it. That's what I'm talking about.
Pine Top Perkins here on KRVS. Joe Willie Perkins, originally from Belzoni, Mississippi. He took the moniker Pine Top after he recorded a rendition of Pine Top Smith's famous Boogie Woogie classic from the late 20s. He recorded, Perkins recorded that in 1950 for Sun Records. Had a bit of a hit with it. And from there on out, did fairly well. Worked with pianist Willie Love for a while as a guitarist. And then worked with the Muddy Waters Band starting back in 69, he replaced Otis Spann. On this recording, he had James Cotton on blues harp and Matt Guitar Murphy and Luther Tucker on guitars. Really fine and lots of boogie-woogie accents in that particular tune. It was recorded for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. And Pine Top Perkins moved to Austin. He died there back in March of 2011 at the age of 97. He was preceded here on KRVS by his former boss, Muddy Waters. We heard Muddy from 1958 doing She's 19 Years Old. Next here on KRVS, the man that Pine Top Perkins replaced in the Muddy Waters band in 69. From 1966, here's Otis Spann on piano and vocals, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band.
I want a brand new house with an old brand new jug. I want a tall spinning wheel, and I want a old hooked and jug in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride. Cause I want a whole lot of love, you know, locked all up inside. I want a brand new house with a brand new bride. And I know I have a whole lot of loving. She'll be locked up inside in my brand new house. People, my brand new bride. Even coming inside. Well, all right, baby. Cadillac. My baby, she don't wear no furs. All my woman wants now is 2,000, him and her, in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride.
Can't stay. way you do. But that's all right, baby, I just can't stand the way you do. You're driving me mad, sugar, to worry you. There is one thing I just can't understand myself. But there is one thing I just can't understand myself. Ever since my baby left me, I don't want nobody.
Peter Chapman, better known as Memphis Slim, on piano and vocals, doing a number called M&O Blues, at one time called Mojo Blues. This from a disc called The Folkways Years, 1959 to 1973. He was from Memphis, of course, but ended up a Chicago blues pianist for a number of years. And then in the early 60s, he moved to Europe and spent the rest of his life there. We heard Otis Band just prior to hearing Memphis Slim. Otis recorded in New York City live back in August of 1966, being backed up by the Muddy Waters Band. Otis Band doing a number for us called A Brand New House. He was a decent composer, certainly a good singer, and also a pianist, blues pianist. And his wife also helped write some of his tunes. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to yet another pianist. This time, Katie Webster, the Swamp Boogie Queen, originally from Houston, lived in Lake Charles for a number of years and then moved out to Oakland, California. From, January of 1985, here's Katie Webster here on KRVS with I Know That's Right.
nobody safe. I know that's right. Price is going up and money going down. I know that's right. Somebody sure got to leave this town. Oh, I'd rather be in Mississippi, floating like a log. Yes, I'd rather be in the Mississippi River, floating like a log, than to be here in New York, letting these men treat me like a dog. Oh, I'm worried now. Ah, but I won't be worried long. Ah, oh, I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Ah, it takes a worried woman to sing these worried songs. Now, if you see me stealing, oh, I promise not to tell on me. Oh, I said you see me stealing, babe, don't tell on me. Cause I'm stealing back, back to my used to be. I love my man, I'll tell the world I do. Talking to you, yes, I love my man, I'll tell the world I do. And it's coming a time when he's gonna love me too. Now my name's Alberta, my home's in a lion's den. Yes, my name's Alberta, my home's in a lion's den. And my daily occupation is stealing monkey women's men.
Alberta Hunter, recorded at the ripe old age of 82. This was back in 1977. She had recorded back in the 1920s as one of the great women blues singers of that era, and sort of helped blues transition from what was sort of classic blues of the time, urban blues in a way, to more of well, her style was more of a cabaret and pop blues that helped really expand the audience base of blues back in the 1920s. She and people like Ethel Waters and Edith Wilson and others. She retired at some point, and then, like as we say here, I got back into recording at 82. I Got a Mind to Ramble. She was preceded by Katie Webster. We heard Katie Webster from 1985 doing a number called I Know That's Right. We're going to turn to another one of the women from the 1920s, one of the great women blues singers of the 20s. And like Alberta Hunter, her career lasted a lot longer than the decade of the 20s. That era, to some extent, for blues women was went on the decline with the Great Depression, the end of vaudeville, that sort of thing, but not for someone like Alberta Hunter or Victoria Spivey. Victoria, originally from Houston, a piano player and singer, came from a musical family. Here she is recorded in New York City back in, what was it, 1936? No, actually in Chicago in 1936. Victoria Spivey in a number called Any Kind of Man Will Do.
Daddy, there's a big change in your life. Why you don't treat me like you you're a wife. Why you stay out all night and you don't come home for days? Oh, but daddy, you know that isn't right, and now I've changed my ways. Well, you drag me around until I lost my pride, and when I lose you, I'll be satisfied. Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you. If he got one leg, that'll be all right, just so he bring that one leg home to mama every night. Any kind of man will be better than you. Well, I tried being good, I meant to live like I should, that didn't matter to you. Now my good days are done, man, I'm having my fun. Don't care what I do, oh, I'm really glad I found you out in time. I mean to get me a good man while I'm in my prime. Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you. Days are done, man, I'm having my fun. Don't care what I do, Lord, I'm really glad I found you out in time. I mean to get me a good man, ain't I in my prime? Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you.
She put me out on the road. Ever since that day, boy, my life ain't been the same. I've been drinking and gambling ever since the girl been gone. I've been drinking, I've been gambling ever since the little girl been gone. God, dog. I'm just drinking, drinking, drinking my life away. I love my wife and my baby boy. She was only 4 days old. I love my wife and my baby. Little girl was only 4 days old. Hope she ain't learned to call another man daddy. Lord, that's what's worrying me. Mike, I got the blues. Get funky. I feel it. I feel a teardrop. I feel a teardrop. Teardrop in my eye. Look at the tear, look at the tear. My wife back again, boy. I ain't gonna drink a gamble no more. Get my wife back again. I ain't gonna drink a gamble no more. How much is that? I'm gonna stay at home, stay at home.
John Lee Hooker with When My First Wife Left Me from an album called Jealous. It came out back in 1986. That was Mike Osborne on lead guitar. Before hearing John Lee Hooker, we heard Victoria Spivey from 1936 doing Any Kind of Man Will Do. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you out there who contribute to us on an annual basis, who keep these programs going. We wouldn't be here without that support. And if you're not a member and a supporter of public radio here in Acadiana, and if you enjoy what you hear, we hope that at some time you'll go to our website, krvs.org, hit the donate button, and pledge a little bit of money that would help you continue to be able to listen to these programs. And while you're there at the website, check it out. There are podcast programs, locally produced programs like this one, also playlists, and also schedules of all the programming we have here. There may be something that you're missing. You might like to peruse our website and check it out. Again, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Buddy Guy to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday. And to take us on up to news time, we're going to turn to the late Gary Primich on blues harp, originally from Gary, Indiana, and the Chicago area, and ultimately moved down to Austin. Here he is from a disc called Doghouse Music on Antone's Records, doing a number four is called Texas Love Kit to take us on up to news time.